Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. What's up, Cleaning Nation? Good to see you here today. We are going to talk about what I get asked about probably as often as any other question, maybe more. How do I systematize my cleaning company? How do I get out of working on it and start working, or out of working in it and start working on it? The reason I think this is such a big issue for people is two things. One, people aren't doing the thing that they want to do, right? They're working in their business, not on it. They're cleaning toilets, they're driving supplies, they're doing payroll, they're just doing day-to-day stuff, which makes it nearly impossible to take a vacation or grow your business, right? And then two, for folks that have been doing this a little longer, they realize that the systems oftentimes that got them where they're at now aren't going to be big enough to get them where they want to be. So the big problem with not having your company systematized properly is one, you can't grow because the systems you have now typically aren't the right system to get you the next step. And two, if you do grow, it's all required on your work, right? And the problem is that means you've got a job, right? If you've got to do all the work to make anything happen, that's a job, not a business. So systems are kind of the key to freedom, to growth, to having the life that you want. So again, if you have to do everything, and if it doesn't get done, if you don't do it, that is a job and not a company. And most of us, a lot of people start with, you know, hey, especially on the residential side, I'll just get into this and clean some houses. And they start realizing, hey, there's a real business here. And they start hiring and all that sort of stuff. And then all of a sudden they wake up and like, hey, I've got an opportunity to have a business here as opposed to a job. But they realize I don't have the business experience, right? Nobody ever taught me how to do this stuff. I'm just doing the best that I can with what I have. I'm really a cleaner trying to figure this out. So that is why we exist, to help guys and gals like you that have no systems, or systems that are just really for a one-man show, create systems that can build a team. And then for those of you that have systems and are completely out of cleaning but just stuck at a certain revenue level, it's probably the systems that are stuck, not you. Andrew Impew, one of our elite members, or former elite members, says, working on systems today, scripting training videos. Awesome. I'm so glad that you're here. The timing's perfect. We're going to show you how to do that. Tori says, oh my gosh, I made my first live podcast. I'll give her a shout out. Housewife Cleaners LLC, represent. Good to have you, Tori. Duran says, good morning from Taos, New Mexico in the house. Good to have everybody on. So excited. I had a feeling this systems broadcast was going to be something that people like. So let's dive in. The first thing that we've got, Celia says, hey, always nice to see your Facebook lives. Good to have you here live, Celia. Another, I believe, former elite member. So again, the issue is we got to start with kind of the thinking. Sometimes people go with, I don't have systems, right? My business is a mess. Everything's chaos. There's no organization. I just don't have any systems. Some of that is true, right? It may be chaos, it may be disorganized, it may be frustrated. That's all okay. The part that's not true is I don't have systems. We got to understand you absolutely have systems. The systems you have may not be getting you the results that you want. So if the system is the owner, right, that could be you, wakes up, does all the work, never gets to sleep, takes all the texts and does everything, that's a system. Hey, Veronica, bravo in the house. We got so many great places. D. Harris here, Kelly's here, Tidy Nest. Good to have everybody. So we first got to understand it's not a matter of having no systems going to systems. Everything you've done in your business is a system that you've created. May not be one you like, maybe one you're frustrated with and want to kill. So we got to realize we're never creating systems. We're remaking systems, right? We're looking at the systems that we have that we maybe didn't like, and we're turning them into systems that we do like. So that's the first thing we're going to go to. The next thing is, and this is a huge one, so many people fall for this trap, and I can't wait to save you all from that. Yeah, Lisa says they may be sucky systems. That's exactly right, right? You doing everything is a sucky system, but nevertheless, it's a system. So here's a big one that I hate. I might get some hate mail in here, or hate chat in here, but I'm going to risk it. A lot of people just believe, and I remember I was there when I had my company probably at that $200,000-$300,000 range. I was, you know, if someone called in or an alarm got set off or anything went wrong, my cell phone was the, and I felt very, I'm old. That was back when cell phones were new. My cell phone, you know, having a cell phone was a big deal. Oh, thanks. Lisa says, love your videos. Helped me so much. Good to hear. Omar says, systems are everything. They help the well-oiled machine to run properly. I'm loving this group we have here on live today. You are absolutely on fire and correct. But when I was at that $200,000-$300,000 range with my business, I thought if I could just hire a manager, right? If I could just hire somebody to take all this garbage off my plate, everything will be fine. It'll be great. The problem is, and this is where you guys, everyone's a fan so far. This is where you guys might go, oh no, Mike, say it isn't true. I hate you. The problem is you can't hire your way out of putting out fires all the time. The reality is without the right systems, more people equals more complexity and just adds fuel to the fire. I'm going to say that again. I know it's a bummer and we're going to teach you how to fix it, but everyone thinks if I just, once I can afford that $40,000, $50,000 guy or gal, they'll do all the garbage busy work that I'm not doing. Then my business will magically grow and I can like be on easy street. The reality is the more people that we add, the more complex things get and the better systems that we need. Right? If there's disorganization and chaos and we hire more people, a couple things happen. One, money starts going out the door because we have to pay that person. Two, we have to train that person who's not going to probably make decisions the way that we make decisions. And all systems are pre-made decisions. And three, if you are not doing, it just makes it more complex because now you have to not only manage the chaos that you've got and the people that you already have, there's another person who's got another opinion doing other things, and there's the whole layer of communication. So it actually adds more, yes, that's exactly right. Without the right systems, that's perfect. You said it perfect. Lisa said, without the right systems, the more complex things get. So we have the right systems, adding people to a system that works, we can scale quickly and leverage their time. If we don't have systems, adding more people has the opposite effect. It makes things blow up in your face faster, just costs more. So really, really, Lisa says, help us, Mike. I am here to help you, Lisa, and everybody on. So we've got to get out of that. If I could just hire a manager to get more free, you know, to handle all that junk and get more free, we got to realize the reality is if you as the owner can't succeed and grow with the systems that you have, the manager's doomed to fail, right? They don't have everything at stake. Segment says, thanks for the live. Watching us from a job site in Provo, Utah. Howley's Cleaning's huge fans. Good to have you. This is a great group today. Love people, guys and gal. I don't love you guys being in the field, frankly, but if you are in the field, I love that you're working on your business and on your mind by joining us live. So this is a big chunk. The two big chunks that we've covered so far is one, you have systems in your business. There is no such thing as a business without systems. There's just a business that has systems that aren't getting the results that you want. We have to upgrade our systems, not tell ourselves there are none. Two, we got to get rid of this fallacy that if my life's a mess and I'm running around with a chicken with my head cut off, if I just add talent, if I just hire a manager, a good manager, everything will get better. The reality is more people adds more complexity. And if you can't succeed in that role with the systems that you've got, the manager who doesn't have everything on the line is not going to be able to succeed, right? So you're dooming them to fail. Ricardo says, driving and listening. What a great use of dead drive time by listening and growing your mind. Okay, so that's the bad news. Now let's get to the good news. The good news is creating systems does not have to be hard. People think of and picture this massive binder that I used to picture, right? Because, you know, when we kind of grew up, oh, Michelle says, what system to work on first? That's a great question. I'll try and integrate that in. Well, let me answer that right now. The first system that you're going to implement for me is usually the biggest headache that's the lowest hanging fruit. For a lot of people, that's stupid stuff like obviously cleaning, right? Having a system to hire. And I'll give you the two big ones. The two big ones are client attraction, employee attraction, but those are kind of big. The smaller one that you can typically do right away is stupid stuff like buying supplies. If your system is the owner goes from place to place to place buying supplies, some at Walmart because they're cheaper here and some at Costco and some we order online, some we make at home in our bathtub. If that's your system, the easiest system instantly is to get a real relationship with a commercial sanitary supply company and have them deliver the supplies for you, right? Easy system where we don't need to hire anyone to do that. We do hire someone. We hire the sanitary supply person. We're already paying for it. They've got trucks. They've got people. They'll deliver them. So stuff like that. Payroll is another thing I love having you get off. Rags. If your system is that you as the owner clean the rags, you get a new system, which is pay someone else. That's their job to do rags. We've got so much stuff. Segment says, stop cleaning over 6 months ago. So paying close attention is fantastic. Daisy says, before we met you, Mike, we had a manager that just sucked money but didn't help. Yes, that is so true. Now we're working on a system that you've given us and more time to work on our business. Daisy, don't listen to Daisy. She's cheating. She's one of our millionaire masterminds. So they're awesome. Tori says, good systems make it as simple as click and point. Sometimes you're absolutely right. So much value gained from the podcast. Five this morning and already now alive. So thank you. Thank you. Lisa says, systems of client attraction, employee attraction. Correct. Okay. So really quick, Lisa's taking notes and I think I wasn't clear. So the two most important systems that need to be done are client attraction, employee attraction, for sure. I mentioned the buying supplies. It's way less important than the client attraction, employee attraction, but you can get that fixed today. So I might fix that sooner, not because it's more important, just because it's something I can do, like rags, buying supplies, delivering supplies, anything quick and easy. I can be done with that today. One of my favorite sayings is, if you have a problem that requires money and you have money, there's no problem. You're good, right? And you buying supplies and schlepping supplies from account to account, we can kill that account problem now. That can be your sanitary supply supplier's problem. And the same with rags, right? Pay somebody else. Yes. Lisa, pay someone else to clean rags. Genius. It's some of these things that are, again, you start seeing folks like you every day. It just breaks my heart to see doing silly stuff like that. Desiree says, yay, I made it to a live. I think it's a lot of people's first time live. Great to have you. And just so you guys know, we are right now, for a year now, I think we've been doing them Tuesdays and Thursdays. I think 10 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern. Welcome to join us anytime if you're listening to the podcast or the YouTube, and we can have more fun live and you can ask questions and all that good stuff. So all that to say, creating systems does not have to be hard. Really, what we need to do, the easiest way to do this is do it yourself. Well, first of all, without patting myself on the back too hard, the easiest way to do this is find someone who knows what the heck they're doing that's already created these systems, that has proven systems that work every time, and then pay that guy. Which would be me. I'm awesome at that. That said, if you're like, I don't want to screw you, Mike, I don't want to pay you. Fine. That's okay. We can still be friends. You can still create systems, right? Don't use not signing for our program as an excuse not to create systems. All that you need to do, and again, the problem is there's still going to be trial and error if you're figuring this out on your own, but at least I can give you a system that you can trial and error faster. Still more frustrating than having, you know, still frustrating how to figure it out yourself, but I at least want to give you guys a tool. So really what I typically would do is just work myself out of a job, right? When you clean, what I tell folks just starting who are like, do I have to clean? Should I clean? Should I not clean? I never want anyone to clean, comma. But I do want you to create a cleaning system. So if you're first starting your business and you're like, hey, I might clean for the first month, you're not cleaning. You're creating systems for your cleaners to follow that are effective. And you might, some things might get clean as you do that, but that's not what you're doing. You're creating systems, right? Same with the hiring process. Every process that you do, you don't necessarily want to do it. You just want to create a system to make sure that that happens. So all you do is you do the work that you're doing. You think through as the owner, how would I like to see this get done? And then you document that. And you can document it just with a video, right? You can just do a video going, here's how we do this, right? You can break them down into little videos that are like 2 and 3 minutes long. So systematizing does not have to be hard. Just make videos of what you're doing. It really just is making decisions in advance and then telling people how to do it. And by the way, we're focusing heavy on systems today because they're important. If you're a fan of the show, if you're not a fan of the show, you need to know. If you're a fan of the show, you already know. These only work with core values, okay? So we coach to only attract, to make sure that you're clear on your core values. For us, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. Sorry, there's a chair in my shot. There we go. It's driving me nuts for those of you that are watching the video. Have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So we only hire people on our team and actually only work with people that at least have some level of belief in those. So once you've got the core values, they're pretty much people either don't believe in those, they're going to make decisions that are wildly frustrating to me, or they have those same beliefs and they'll make similar decisions. So we're going to stick with systems for the rest of this broadcast. But I want to let you know, if you don't have core values, you can have a whole system and do this and here's how to do it, whatever, whatever, whatever. But there's always going to be a decision someone has to make, right? We can't systematize everything. And if they were a core values match, more often than not, they're going to make a decision that you're okay with. If they're not a core values match, you're going to have all the systems in the world. They're just not going to follow them. Lee says, documentation, love this. We'll be doing video this week for cleaning systems. Perfect. And by the way, no offense, there's companies out there that sell you cleaning videos to train your people. Please don't do those. Make your own, right? It's really important that they know who you are and what you're about and how this thing looks, right? And it's not just about the cleaning, it's about the culture and the vibe. So it doesn't have to be hard to make systems. It doesn't have to be a big, scary, hairy 300-page binder. It can just be a YouTube channel, right? We teach our folks how to make an actual membership site, and we use that for our employees that we onboard. Anyone that we're going to hire over and over again, which is everybody, right? As people die and get sick or quit or move on or get promoted or whatever, they have videos that they watch, and when they come on, that's the first thing that they do. So it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a bunch of, 300 binders that nobody's going to read. And the other thing is, and this is, I think, Lisa had asked, what's the first thing? Really important question. I'm so glad that you said that. And that it kind of alludes to what we're talking about next, which is everything does not need to be systematized, right? We think, oh, I have to systematize every single little process. Maybe, honest to goodness, when we teach our 9-step program, it's everything that you need to build a million-dollar company, but there's a lot of stuff that's in there that's not covered. Like people, well, what kind of liability insurance should I have? And should I provide my uniforms and pay for part of them or all of them? And how do I, there's a thousand questions that aren't in there that you don't need. And it's important that we focus on the right stuff, right? So we could do, there's 1,000 decisions a day we could make that just aren't important. What color should our uniforms be? Which rag company should we use? Which supplier should I use? All that stuff we don't care about. So it's just as important to know what systems need to be done first, like we talked about, and focus on that and get the important things done first. And to equally important, ignore the systems that aren't important, right? Know, like I talk about accepting credit cards. People get really up into, well, what credit card processor should I use? Who cares? Pick one and go. Are some a little more expensive and a little cheaper? Yeah. As long as the money gets from their account to your account, that's your system, right? So people get too caught up in the details that aren't really going to move the meter. Tori says, I keep putting off making the videos, but what a time saver in the long run. You get that personalized show. Absolutely. And the videos are fun. It's don't put it off. And I'll give you some encouragement, guys, gals. This is all the technology. When I was coming up, we needed a ton of money to do videos. This is it. Your phone, you probably already have. Do a video. And I'll encourage you, if you don't like it, throw it in the garbage, right? You don't have to, it doesn't have to be perfect the first time. Just start doing videos and get your people to do the videos. So, creating systems doesn't have to be hard. Everything doesn't have to be systematized. Start with the big chunks like client attraction, employee attraction, and make sure you focus on what's important, not on focus doing everything. Because again, even if you could have a system for everything, I don't think you want that, right? Because if you've got 1,000 systems and 1,000 videos, people are going to get lost in there. They won't be able to find their way, and then they won't go to your systems for anything. So you really want to have core values, answer 80% of the questions on the day-to-day, like little tiny questions. But then systems for the big processes. Another thing that kills people, makes them stress out. Hey, James Moran is saying my favorite Canadian, which is saying a lot because I don't even like Canadians, but James is you got to go Canadian. He's solid. And I say that with, I think 3 of our enrollment coaches and 1 of our discovery coaches are Canadian. So anyway, for those of you new to the show, you'll catch on. We bust chops for Canadians. I don't know where it started. But anyway, the next thing is you do not have to do all the work for systematizing, right? We want the more your employees take part in this and you are just leading the process, the more buy-in they're going to have. Okay. So you are going to lead the process, but do you have to be the one in all the videos? No, have the employees in the videos. And what if the employee quits? That doesn't matter. As long as they're kind of on video, living out your core values and showing the right system or process, it's fine. Right. So don't feel like you've got to do all the work systematizing. You just need to lead the process of what we're going to systematize and make sure that it happens and it's according to the Gore values and you're kind of making the decision in advance. So don't put all the pressure. Daisy says, damn, you, a couple of my millionaire masterminds giving each other trouble in the chat. So you don't have to do all the work to systematizing. It doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to do all the work. You just have to lead the process and make sure that it happens. Okay. Another thing we've got to get out of, I feel like I've got so much, I want to cram into the time that we've got, is a lot of times people just are too busy putting out fires to make out systems or to make up systems. And then when they do, they just make up systems that will put out today's fires. One of the keys that we teach is what I want you to do. And that's, again, one of the benefits of kind of finding someone that's got proven systems and using their systems, is you want systems that scale. I remember most of the businesses I've done, I started learning after doing it the hard way 3 or 4 times, like that kind of 0 to 100 grand a year. The systems it takes to get there are totally different than the systems that usually go from 1 to about 250 in the cleaning company. Those 250, like 700,000-800,000 will get you somewhere. And then once you get over 1 million, they're different systems. So what happens are people are kind of rebuilding their systems every stage, right? Every 6 months, depending on how fast that you grow, you want to make sure that you build systems that are good to go, right? So you build them once and they'll scale. Like you want a hiring system that you might be your first employee. The way that we teach and what I want you guys to do is a hiring system that scales. If you when you get to the point where you need to hire 10 or 15 people every month, that system works just as well. And that's like a huge problem. When people first start hiring, usually they put out an ad. It's the wrong ad. That's a system of having an ad that works. And then you get 100 applications, you get overwhelmed with applications, and the system that you have is the owner goes through every application, tries to email or call them. It's so frustrating, and it's certainly not scalable. You put 100 frustrating hours in and maybe hire one or two good people who one or two of them quit within the first month or two, and we get stuck. You need systems that'll scale, so they take the, you leverage your time or your people's time, you leverage the system. So as you grow and you need to hire one employee or one employee per month or one employee per week or three employees per week or one employee per location per week or whatever you do, the system scale. Lisa says, good to know, this should be scalable. Absolutely. You don't want to keep rebuilding these daggum things every time you hit another plateau in your business. So make systems at scale. Again, don't get too key on having written documentations, right? If we do have anything written, it's usually a chart or one page or super easy, and it's supplemented by video. Things are changing so fast in a growing company. You don't need a bunch of long stuff that no one's going to read anyway. So don't get written documentation. Just make sure that you've got a proven set of systems. Again, it's tough because when you're starting, you have to kind of make it up on your own. So the benefit of all this is not only once you get the system thing handled, can you grow as big as you want, you won't lose control. Right? You won't be in the middle of everything. You have a real company that the systems run the company. The systems run the company and the employees, you run the systems. And that's how you actually make money, get freedom, serve at a higher level. Your life gets amazing and business starts to go from this huge hard work that sucks more days than not to something that you really, really love doing. So that's the benefit. It's life-changing. If you would like our help with that, that is what we do. I spent 20 years buying, building, and selling several multi-million dollar businesses. I've had my share of spectacular flaming failures, and I've learned from those. I want to share the hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars of lessons I've learned. And obviously, we've had some spectacular successes, and I love sharing what works and what doesn't work. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. All we do all day, every day is teach owners of cleaning companies how to systematize, how to scale, how to take out their personal effort, put in systems that will grow their company, give them the freedom that they want. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I would start with the free on-demand training. There's nothing for sale there. We're really selective about the folks that we work with. So everything, Lisa says, yay, no more sucky systems. If we could just get that done for a couple of you on this call or on this broadcast, my time's been worth it. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Start with the on-demand training that has the five shifts that you need to grow your cleaning company. That's what we do all day, every day, is help cleaning companies systematize, whether it's us or somebody else. Don't use that as an excuse. Create systems now. Give yourselves the freedom. That's how you grow. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.